Morning watch. Fighting the good fight, finishing the course, keeping the faith, and loving the Lord's appearing in order to receive the reward of Christ as the crown of righteousness. Week 1. Fighting the good fight. Friday related verses. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. For though we walk in flesh, we do not war according to flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, but powerful before God for the overthrowing of strongholds. As we overthrow reasonings and every high thing rising up against the knowledge of God, and take captive every thought unto the obedience of Christ. Matthew 16:21-28. From that time Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God be merciful to you, Lord. This shall by no means happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of men. Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his soul life shall lose it, but whoever loses his soul life for my sake shall find it. For what shall a man be profited if he gains the whole world but forfeits his soul life? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul life? For the Son of Man is to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will repay each man according to his doings. Truly I say to you, there are some of those standing here who shall by no means taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Related reading. For the interest of God's kingdom, the believers have to fight the good fight against Satan and his kingdom of darkness. Hence, in 2 Timothy 4:7, Paul says that he had fought the good fight. In 1 Timothy 6:12, he charges the believers to fight the good fight of the faith, that is, to fight for the contents of the complete gospel according to God's New Testament economy. In this matter, we need to experience the dispensing of the divine Trinity. We should be God's soldiers fighting the good fight, overthrowing the devil's strongholds and taking captive man's thought unto the obedience of Christ. We must be strong warriors in prayer so that the myriads of evil spirits will not be able to have their way, and we will be able to walk and work with Christ, overcoming in this age and reigning in the coming age. In 1 John 1:6, John speaks of walking in darkness. To walk habitually in the darkness is to live, behave, and have one's being in the nature of Satan's evil works. To walk in the divine light is not merely to dwell in this light. It is to live, move, act, do things, and have our being in the divine light, the light that is actually God himself. When we dwell, live, and have our being in God, we walk in the divine light, which is the expression of God. When the divine light shines, we see all the different truths, and these truths are realities. But when we do not have the divine light, but are rather in darkness, we have the sense that everything is vanity and emptiness. I would ask you to consider your experience. When you are in the divine light, you can see the truth, the reality. For example, when you are in the light, God is a reality to you, and the divine life is also a reality. When we walk in the light, we see one reality after another. However, when we are in darkness, nothing is real to us. When we are in darkness, we do not have any reality because we do not see anything. Instead of the sense of reality, we have the sense of emptiness and vanity. When we dwell in God, we are in the fellowship. When we are in this fellowship, we are in light. Then as we walk in the light, Christ, the Spirit, the church, the body, and the members of the body are all real to us. However, suppose a sister is offended by an elder. Although the elder had no intention of offending her, nevertheless, something he said offended her because she is sensitive. Perhaps the elder said that all the sisters, no matter what their background may be, are fragile. Because she is offended, the switch is turned off, and immediately she is in darkness. As a result, instead of enjoying the church life, she begins to be unhappy with the church. The church is no longer real to her, and she no longer cares about the church ground. She may say, "What is the church anyway? And what is the church ground? I don't care about the ground of the church." If she stays in darkness, she will eventually find that Christ, the Spirit, and the divine life are no longer real to her in her experience. Suppose after a period of time, the sister who has been offended and is in darkness repents. The Lord is merciful, and for no apparent reason, she turns to the Lord and says, "O Lord, forgive me." Immediately the switch is turned on, and the light begins to shine. Then the sister will experience the cleansing of the Lord's precious blood, and the divine things will become real once more.